probably the most serious of what you've been emailing about and texting about, which we haven't got round to discussing yet, but it's certainly on our list of topics this morning, was the hate crime in Newton Ards, a pig's head being left outside a Muslim community and prayer centre. And obviously it has been treated as a hate crime. I want to speak to one of the local councillors there from the DUP, Stephen McElveen. Stephen McElveen, good morning.
Good morning.
This is shocking, to say the least.
Oh, absolutely. And something that I can't remember in my time in Newton Ards ever happening before. So it really is something that has come out of the blue.
The spray can being used to write disgusting words on the walls as well, accusing Muslims of being rapists and Islamic followers of being rapists, and putting the pig's head so close to the building, which is obviously an insult towards the Islamic faith. What sort of people are behind this? What's motivating people who we wouldn't expect to be in our community?
It's hard to imagine what motivates people like this, but I think a lot of it has to do with a misunderstanding of what the Muslim faith is and what the people who go to this centre are. The people, like I've said before, that the people who go to this centre are friends and colleagues and neighbours. This community has lived in Newton Ards for over 30 years. They work alongside us. Their children go to school with our children. And it really is a disgrace that this has happened.
We have been playing catch-up to some extent in this community about an understanding of the Muslim faith. Peter Robinson was embarrassed by his attitude towards Muslims not that very long ago. Of course, made great efforts to go to the Islamic Centre and meet people of the Islamic faith in the wake of the embarrassment about what he said in relation to sending Muslims to the shop for a message. There's an element of misunderstanding. There's an element of ignorance. That's putting it mildly.
Well, I know that there's a great deal of work done by both the Islamic community in Ards and North Down and the Ards and North Down Good Relations team to create a better understanding and to create positive relationships. I know that the Islamic Centre in Newton Ards works very, very hard with local people and local churches, and the people there are very well respected.
And we've had high-profile preachers preaching against the Islamic faith. Every one of the Muslim belief seems to get tarred with the brush of the terrorists, who are a disgrace to the Muslim faith. How do we get the message across to those who, for want of a better term, are ignorant? We'll just say they're ignorant. Those people in Northern Ireland who are ignorant and believe that ordinary, good, decent people are in some way hooked up to, connected to, linked to those people who are a disgrace to humanity.
Well, I think that you saying things like that is a positive thing to get that message across, and representatives like myself coming forward and saying it, I think, is an important thing. But as I said, there's work being done by the Islamic community. There's work being done by good relations teams in local councils to try to create that positivity. I know that organisations such as the Equality Commission as well work very hard. We have the Belfast Mila as well, where people have the opportunity to go down and mix around the huge plethora of cultures that we have now in Northern Ireland, just to enrich that understanding.
In your general area, in and around Newton Ards, do people look when they see someone dressed in Muslim attire? Do they take a second glance, or do they see people as they should see them, just normal members of society?
That's something that's very hard for me to say about how other people react.
There are some areas of Northern Ireland where you would look twice if you saw a member of the Muslim faith.
But it's impossible for me to say whether or not there's people that do that. They may well do. Certainly, from my own perspective, I don't, but it could be.
Yeah, I absolutely take your honesty on that. Sadly, that is still the way of the world in some parts of Northern Ireland. And until we correct that, until we see everyone as part and parcel of equality, until we're accepting of all faiths and none, well, then there will be those who will be threatened, who are so ignorant they will feel threatened by another faith, and they will do something as despicable as what these individuals did, because they have some understanding, absolutely some understanding of how insulting it was to put that pig's head there.
Well, they have understanding of how insulting it is, but it is about tackling that ignorance, about tackling that misunderstanding, and it's about teaching people to understand other faiths, and being able to understand that we can all live together.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Stephen, thanks for coming on. Thank you.
Thank you.
Stephen McElveen, who's a member of the DUP. Good morning, if you are just joining us. Are you from Newton Ards? How do you feel about that insult on your town? You can let us know.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105, here for you.
There's a bit of a coincidence. I was talking to a woman last night, and she mentioned a comedy duo, and Brenda has said on the text, Frank, have you seen Nuala and Noeleen? I haven't seen Nuala and Noeleen. I'm not familiar with Nuala and Noeleen. However, a lady I was talking to in the street last night asked me the very same question. It said, Nuala and Noeleen, have you enjoyed them? And she went on to tell me where she had seen them. The bottom line is, I haven't, and I wish I had a bit more conversation with the woman I met last night, because Brenda, I could now talk to you about Nuala and Noeleen. They do some sort of show which is comedy and is based on a wedding. That's what I heard last night. And the vast majority of their audience is female, and they were playing to something like, 10 theatres in a row. They were booked all across parts of Northern Ireland, parts of the Republic of Ireland, from what I was hearing yesterday. So Nuala and Noeleen, I'm not familiar with them. What sprang to mind was, you know, when you hear Carolyn on her show talk to the likes of Maggie Muff, that sort of comedy, a very successful one-woman show, two women together on the stage, pulling in a mainly female audience. And I did ask, was some of it a bit colourful? And I was told no, that the language maybe isn't as colourful as you might get in some of those other shows. But I'll throw the ball back, Brenda. If any of the rest of you have heard of Nuala and Noeleen, feel free. Give me a shout. 90333105. Tell me about them. Gentleman on line 3 is a point to make about the more serious story that we were talking about a few moments ago. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How you doing?
Very well. Go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you what it is. You're all about the mosque there in Newton Ards. I work in Birmingham, and to be honest with you, they don't want to mix with us at all. They drive, they're right with all their stuff on, their masks on their face, the women. It's an insult to people in Northern Ireland. But at the same time, you know, the way I look at it is that, you know, people in Northern Ireland were killing each other for years. It was never classed as a hate crime. And you know what I mean? And yet, when this comes on here now, you make out to be all the people in Northern Ireland are bad, but we're not.
Well, I don't think anyone's saying all the people in Northern Ireland are bad. You made a bit of a brush stroke there about Birmingham, and those of the Muslim faith in Birmingham want nothing to do with you and don't want to talk to you, and they live in their own areas, and but the women wear the veils. For a lot of Muslim people, that is absolutely true. They are distant and they don't integrate. For a significant number of Muslim people, however, they totally integrate into society. But if they set up an Islamic centre in the town, a place of prayer, surely it's a hate crime to go and daub racist slurs on the wall and to provide the insult of a pig's head to someone who follows the Muslim faith.
But people who, like yourself, come on here, you've never experienced it. Go to Birmingham, go to Blackburn, go to Bradford and see what the place is like. I mean, they can't even fly a Union Jack anymore. They can't even have Christmas decorations up. It offends them. I mean, it's sad that we can't even have a happy Christmas in Coventry. They're calling out Winter Festival because it upsets the Muslims. How far do we have to go to bend over to help them? Do you know what I mean?
So you're concerned that because there is an understanding of the rising number of Muslims in what would traditionally have been Christian areas, that you think that Newton Ards is at risk here?
that's only a matter of time they'll complain about the decorations in Belfast or Newton Arts or Christmas tree, because that offends them. How far do you go, frankly, to actually stop all this? Do you know what I mean? Because they call it a winter festival.
And do you really think that we're going to lose the image of Christmas because someone's got an Islamic centre in Newton Arts?
Go on online and look at Coventry Christmas week. They weren't allowed to put a tree up because it offended the Muslims. They had to put the thing on the winter festival instead of Happy Christmas because it offends them. How far do you go?
And do you think that it's going to help to ensure that we can always call it Christmas by putting a pig's head in Newton Arts?
Well, you see, there's two different things here. You're not talking about pig's head. We're talking about things a long, long time. We have Christmas here, Christmas Day. It's not an occasion that we're parts of England now not allowed to put a Christmas tree up. What about the people who want the Christmas trees up, decorations up, not allowed anymore because they offend somebody else?
Yeah, but Joe, there is no law against putting up Christmas trees in any part of England.
But it's like St. George's Day. We're not even allowed to celebrate St. George's Day just in case it offends somebody. How far do you go?
But Joe, you're living in, you know, a make-believe world of tabloid headlines. Yes, I accept. Hold on. I accept there have been examples. There have been examples of rewording. There's been much discussion and debate about it. There are certain areas that would be predominantly Muslim areas where you would feel, and I understand this, you would feel uncomfortable and unwelcome in cities like Bradford and Birmingham. Those places do exist. I am not for one moment dismissing it. But you're painting a picture that Christmas is at risk, or the Christmas tree is at risk, because we're embracing of the Muslim faith.
I have seen it for myself, how things are changing. I have seen it for myself. You know, it's okay, you and all these people come on and say, oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, but it is terrible to put a pig's head at the Islamic centre.
I know it. I don't know, that's some people, if they want to do that, that's up to them. It's nothing to do with me, but all I'm trying to say is...
But it's not up to them. They can't put a pig's head at the Islamic Centre. It's an act of hate.
But there's a lot of act of hate on both sides in Northern Ireland. I mean, not just... you say that the first thing you come out with a hate crime. What about Catholic killing the Protestant? Is that not a hate crime?
Of course there have been many hate crimes down the years. Sectarianism was hate personified.
But it's never, come on, it's a hate crime. What about a couple of years with Kilmore, Northern Ireland? It was never classed as a hate crime. It's just a new thing now because of things that changed in Northern Ireland.
Joe, we're now splitting hairs on what words are hate crime. Hate crime is a relatively new term, but it's got to do not only with cross-faith disputes, debates. It's got to do with hatred towards people of different sexuality. There's so much that hate crime involves. We're going off on a tangent, splitting hairs on the meaning of the word. The important thing is that hate has been directed towards people of the Islamic faith in Newton Arts, and you're coming on here, and what you're really saying is, you know, we want to try and avoid these people, keep them out. The bottom, the most threatening thing is they are putting our futures at risk by being here.
We go to Coventry and go to Birmingham and have a weekend there, and then come back with the same view that you have now.
Yeah, but Joe, you sound like as if you're the only person who's ever been to the Midlands of England.
No. See, like I said to you, don't say things until you try it yourself. I've been there, I've seen it, I've done it. I couldn't believe how we were like second-class citizens in your own country.
So your message to the people of Newton Arts is to keep the Muslims out in case it gets a bit like the Midlands of England?
No, let them see how it's affected England over there. It's coming here. It'll definitely come here, where it's affected parts of Birmingham, Blackburn, all over.
And could you not feel that we might have an enhanced area, we might have an area that benefits from an additional faith being here, from the Muslim community being among us, from our experiences of having Muslim friends?
We couldn't, for all these years, we only had two religions here, and we couldn't get on one without one. So I put another one into the equation. I just don't know. That's what a lot of people are nervous about. They're coming in and just seeing they'll do what they want. You know, build mosques where they want and get away with it.
Okay. Gosh, as I said, I've done this program for many a year, and sometimes I feel uplifted and excited and joyful. And other times, I'm just so depressed when people lift the phone and make the effort to call. And you know what depresses me the most? Joe is not alone. He will take one example of an area where the Muslim community is incredibly strong, and he will paint a picture of absolute fear for everyone else listening, that you'll never have anything you traditionally have had because there might be a Muslim coming to live near you. That is so pathetically sad. Some of you less than happy with your man Joe, who was on earlier, painting this incredibly dark picture of where Muslims are going to take over Northern Ireland and you won't be able to celebrate Christmas. Clive's got a point. Good morning, Clive.
Good morning, Frank. First of all, may I say how disgusted I am that a person that could talk about other people, racism, people along through the church next door.
Clive, I'm going to interrupt you there for a second. Just want you to, Clive, I'm going to interrupt you a second. Just say all of it again because your line went down. Go ahead. And his line's totally gone down now, so we've lost him there. But Stephen is on this line. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Frank.
Yes, Stephen.
Frank, I just wanted to say, I don't agree with the attack on the mosque in Ards. So I don't agree with it at all. But you won't even know it was a mosque unless someone pointed it out to you. But what I was going to say, Frank, now these people are not as innocent as they seem to make out to be. Now, about 12 months ago, there would have been a prayer down there for Britain's First. Now, whether you agree with the politics or not, it doesn't matter. He was there making a video. He was doing no harm. He was just highlighting mosques around the country. And within 10 minutes, there was 4 carloads of Muslims, and they chased him away. And I saw it myself. I was sitting there in the taxi. So perhaps if they learn to integrate properly with other people, they won't get hate attacks.
Yes, Stephen, in fairness, I do remember this incident. I don't know all the details of it, and I do know that a person was chased away from making a video outside a mosque. Now, it's very clear from Britain's First rhetoric that they are not in favour of developing mosques or having an increased number of Muslims in the community. So I'm not suggesting for a moment that anyone should be forbidden from filming from a public street. That is absolutely okay. It is totally within the law. People should not be chased away. But yes. Do you think it's beneficial for Britain First to come to a small mosque in the likes of Newton Ards and to film it? Does it help us
in
any way?
I don't think it's beneficial. No, I don't. But for them 4 carloads of Muslims to come down and chase him away, there was no shouting and hollering about that. It'd been a hate crime.
This was. I don't remember all the detail, but it certainly was covered. It was covered on the radio at the time. There's no question about that. It was covered on the radio. There will be unrest. There will be misunderstanding. There will be people who will visit hurt upon others who are from the Muslim faith. We absolutely know that. Some of the most pathetic people on earth are from an Islamic persuasion. People who would kill you, me and everyone else are from the Islamic persuasion, but they do not represent the good, decent Muslim people. And that's what we need to point out.
Yes, but surely it would have been better for the Muslim faith for one person to come down and chat with Britain's First rather than to enhance a problem and come down with carloads and sticks and chase the man away.
Do you think...
Would that not help the hate crimes?
If we could all interact with each other, that would be the best scenario.
Yeah.
And maybe, the best thing for those individuals who were in that car to have done would have been to have let them film and go on. But we're going to be well-stretched to try and get a young Muslim who is trying to practice his faith to accept the presence of the rhetoric of Britain First. They are poles apart.
Yes, but even so, if it wasn't Britain First, and there's a couple of kids there doing a video for the school project, and they came down in the carloads to chase them away, I mean, they didn't actually know it was Britain First and they got there. It was a CCTV that caught him there.
Yes, well, I'm not sure of all of the details, but it was someone linked to Britain First, and that particular group or organisation is often described as being against the development of the Muslim faith. Getting back to the pig's head being put outside the centre, do you have any understanding of why people would do that?
That is purely hate. There's no two ways about it. It's just purely disgusting.
Would you be happy to see a growing number of the Muslim community live in the Newton Ards area.
Well, I live in Newton Ards, and the majority of them, you wouldn't know they were there.
Yes, but if they became more evident, if the women were wearing the burqas, if the men were out and mixing in society more, if more of your houses were had Muslim families, would you be someone who would be saying, you know, this is, we're more multicultural now. This is a good thing. We have more faiths to benefit from.
Not so much the Muslims moving into Newton Ards or any other religion or ethnic minority. It's the integrating. If they learn to integrate, burqas I don't agree with, full stop. I mean, you can go into a bank or a post office with a motorcycle helmet on. But why can you get away with it just because, oh, it's my faith? It's not a faith. So it's not. It's just a practice. There it is. So I don't agree with burqas.
So you wouldn't... You're
with other people, but I don't think they'd have half the hate that they do.
I think the answer to the question that I asked is you wouldn't be comfortable with an increased number of Muslims living in Newton Ards.
If they learn to integrate, yes, I'd be comfortable. But walking around in burqas, no, I wouldn't.
Okay. Stephen, thank you. Clive is back on this line. Good morning, Clive.
Good morning, Frank. Sorry about that. Black spot on the Portaferry Road. Where I was, I'm a member of Grimsey Church, and our church is next door to the Islamic Centre. And on numerous occasions, we have had the Muslim community in our church, and some of our representatives have been in their place. Not a thing wrong with it. Now, what that first fellow Joe said does not represent the good people of Newton Ards and the whole borough of Ards and North Down. I think it's absolutely disgraceful that someone can get on a radio and say that about other people. It's absolutely a shameless case. My granddaughter's sitting beside me here, Frank. She's just finished her degree in nursing in Dundee, and most of her colleagues and doctors and nurses in the hospital she worked in, Ninewells, are Muslims. They're the nicest people to work with, and the patients that she looked after. My granddaughter got to tell me, Granda, they were the first to thank you. If you've done something for them, they always thank you. It's absolutely disgraceful, Frank.
Okay, Clive, thank you very, very much. Now, 90333105 is the best number to get us on for whatever is on your mind. I'm having a giggle here at a boy who's having a wee go at me with a bit of sectarian ignorance coming to the fore. Let me read this out. It says, with all due respect to you, Francis, you changed your name because of your religion, so how can you talk about Muslims or any faith? I do love that. Well, I don't actually love it because it is a sectarian jibe within it, which, it comes very much from people who would be in the Catholic community. I get that from time to time. But it is without doubt from younger people, I presume from younger people, because any time I've heard it before, there's been a younger person who's been dealing in absolute ignorance, or may have heard it from another family member, may have picked it up from somewhere, may have been listening to this bloke who's been in touch with me. And, it gives me the opportunity from time to time to remind people about the name Mitchell and where it comes from. I want to take you back to 1980 in the roof space of the Dundalk Shopping Centre. Height of the Troubles, a town that was known as El Paso. And we had a pirate radio boss, and he gave us all sort of fictional surnames. And I suppose, I suppose him and I would have sat across the table and thought, he was called Hugh. I wonder, did I say to him, Hugh, listen, we're here in Dundalk. It's 1980. We're in the roof space of the Dundalk Shopping Centre. We're broadcasting to South Armagh, North Louth, parts of, the Carlingford coast. I want you, Hugh, to make sure you give me a good Protestant Unionist name. What a load of old claptrap. And to whoever sent that text, there's just the detail on it. That's how the name arose, the name Mitchell. It came from a pirate radio boss in the roof space of the Dundalk Shopping Centre. And I think for a while I was known as Frank Mitchell from El Paso.